It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. There are signs that humanitarian efforts are beginning to offer some relief in parts of the Philippines hit hardest by Typhoon Haiyan. For many in that deeply Roman Catholic nation, relief meant a chance yesterday to attend Mass, often in churches badly battered by the typhoon. NPR's Jason Beaubien spent Sunday morning at one of them.
In many villages in Leyte province, the only structure that survived the storm was the church. Spires and statues of angels look out over fields of smashed houses and twisted typhoon debris. In Tacloban, Typhoon Haiyan ripped the roof off the once stately Santo Niño Catholic Church. There's still mud in amongst the pews, and one of the large stained glass windows hangs precariously from its frame above the congregation. Sparrows flit in and out of the broken windows. There's no electricity throughout this region. The priest uses a battery-powered loudspeaker to lead the Mass. Parishioners say in the days after one of the world's most powerful storms crashed into Tacloban, this church has been a focal point for the community, a place to be together, to mourn.
I came here right after the typhoon, and everybody was crying, seeing the church this way. It's really hard.
Nancy Calleja says despite the damage to the church, her faith as a Catholic has helped her to let go, to cope, and face the destruction that surrounds everyone here.
I really trust in God. We cannot rely on our concrete houses, on our powers. It's nothing compared to God's help through prayers.
The Philippines is a predominantly Catholic country. It's one of the largest Catholic populations in the world. Only in Brazil and Mexico does the church have more followers. The priest this Sunday told the suffering here to take strength from the suffering of Jesus. This is a place where many people have not only lost all their worldly goods, many have also watched family members get crushed or washed out to sea. Teresita Mazeda, who works for the local government, says she came to church on this morning to thank God that she survived the typhoon.
We just go to church and say prayer for thanksgiving for all that we were still alive. Without our material things, it's not important. Most important, we're still alive.
That's also an idea echoed by Wenny Valdesco. She's part of the Catholic Women's League and does the collection during Mass each Sunday. She says at a time like this, the church is a symbol of what's important, that material things are secondary.
And it is reminding us that when we are already in our deathbed, everything is abandoned. And in devastation, we have to save ourselves. If it is God's will that we still have to survive.
Amidst the wreckage and the mud and the emotional pain, these women say the church remains for them something positive, something beautiful, and a place to come together as a community. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Tacloban.
And you can find more of our coverage from the Philippines and some photographs by NPR's David Gilkey at npr.org.